Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taj, and Father Tom. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Thank you. No applause, please. What's up? Welcome tonight. Another edition of Sin City. Present Intimate Encounters. I'm your host, your boy Taz, along with my man, Father Time. Time, what's good?
What's happening, man? What up,
though? Okay, man. We just chilling, man. You know, Intimate Encounters tonight. We got to jump and all trying to see what's gonna get popping tonight, man. How you feeling tonight? You feeling intimate tonight?
For sure, man. Wednesday night, baby.
Okay. Well, I see we got callers on the line. We got one caller already. Okay. Down 1 second. We trying to get him logged in. It looked like the infamous. The one and only Black Neck Jimmy. Jimmy, are you here with me, baby?
What's going on, baby? What's happening?
What's good, dog? What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just coming to support the show, you know what I'm saying? That's for my brother.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Okay, tonight we kind of touching on a couple of little topics. First topic we trying to touch on is, I don't know. I mean, we gonna go with this relationship thing now. We figure now. My question was: if you're in a relationship and you got your significant other that has a problem with something that you constantly doing, you constantly doing this, and you know your significant other has a problem with it. I mean, would you be willing to change it, or would you just leave it the same? But you know, if you leave it the same, it's ruining this relationship. Well, I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, everybody on this phone, I'm a hard-headed motherfucker, so it's like that I'm going to change. Out of the truth. And they also know that I'm an asshole. Well, I'll probably just keep doing it just to fuck with her. God, truth.
Okay,
fucking with her. It is what it is. I keep doing it to fuck
with
her.
Well, hold on for a second. What if you really love this woman? I mean, she shows you that you the one. I mean, she give you her whole 100%. You still wouldn't change for her?
No, because you know what? I'm gonna tell you, I've been down that road before where I was wholehearted for somebody else and I was willing to change for them, but they weren't willing to change for me. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. It's tick for tat now. Hey, I'm going to do my thing now. they straightened me out completely for the rest of my life. It's about me. I hate to say it, but it's about me. And if somebody can give us a program, then we got to roll on.
You do that, why not? Every woman ain't the same.
I understand that. And if I run across one that will get to that point where she changes me, then I'll listen, and I might change. But I haven't seen one yet that's been able to do it since that one has fucked this up for everybody else. So thank that mystery woman that fucked up for everybody else.
Yeah, but you know what? Now, in all honesty, I can actually understand where you're coming from. I mean, because if you try and you put your all into it, and this motherfucker fuck you, you know, you're going to be a little leery that next time to jump out there, you know, wholeheartedly.
Right.
I think, Simon, you'll agree with me.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But my thing is, you know, they all ain't the same, man. Just because one fucked you over, man, the next one, she might be the one. You know what I mean?
And she could be. But at the same time, you got to realize, if that one that fucked you over, I mean, you're not going to, that's just like if you stick your hand out there and you get chopped off. You ain't going to be too quick to stick that second hand out there again. Especially
exactly.
If that's the last one you got.
No shit. You only got two. They chop off one, you
right.
Picked out the other one. So what the fuck left?
Yeah, I mean, you really don't, I mean, you, and especially if you encounter some serious pain. Now, if you encounter some serious pain, man, you pretty much going to be like, hey, man, I'm not fucking, no. Well, baby, we can do this. Baby, we can do that. You can do this. You can do that. No, the fuck we can't.
And I can honestly tell you, I suffered some serious pain. I did. It came as a major blow, but it made me a smarter person. I guess a wiser person, I guess. And like I said, at Father Time, I got no problem with that. If I run across that one person that can really just say, hey, you should settle down with me and you feel the same way, I'll do it. I ain't got no problem with that. But I haven't found that person yet, and I can guarantee you I'm having the most fucking fun not finding that person yet.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Are you looking for that person?
No, I'm not.
You say you ain't found him, but are you actually looking for her?
No, I'm not. I'm not even going to lie and say I am. No, I'm not. But, you know, fate's a motherfucker. And when I had the one that motherfucked me, I wasn't looking for her either. So that's kind of why in the back of my mind, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. And I'm really hoping it don't because I'm having a damn good time not having it happen.
Man, I can understand that concept because, I mean, man, you get to that point, man. You feel like a motherfucker that stepped on your heart. You get that and all you want to.
Goddamn right. And if I'd had it, I'd did it.
Right.
Thing
you know what I'm saying?
It's a good thing
I mean,
didn't have it. If I had, I would
have. Right. You just sat back like, what the fuck? Hey, what the hell happened? What just happened here? I mean, so I really got to believe it. I mean, but now, in certain situations, I do feel like in certain situations, a person needs to change. I mean, if you going to change, you going to change. If not, you know what I'm saying, then it's time to move on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just can't sit there listening to you just sitting there ranting and raving like a lunatic. And I'm like, baby, please, baby, please, baby, baby, please. And you still, you not saying nothing. You still like, okay, well, I'm going to still do what I'm going to do. And I'm steady saying, baby, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please. Nah, at
right.
some point, now you're going to turn around and you're going to see this real bad fucking side of me. And before you see that side of me, I mean, at some point, you think I probably need to get the fuck away from y'all.
But the biggest part of that is honesty. If you ask them, is there a problem? We're not getting along the way we used to. Is there a problem? If something's going on, let me know. I'm grown. I'm damn near 40 years old. I can take it. this won't be the first time I've been dumped. I can deal with this. But don't sit there, you know, say, oh, ain't nothing wrong, ain't nothing wrong, ain't nothing wrong. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, well, you know what, I've decided I'm going to go with this guy here. That's fucked up. And
right,
I've been...
I hear you, brother. Keep preaching.
Right, and I've been through that. And so that's why it's kind of hard for me to be just be like, you know, the next relationship I'm going to jump right into like that. Oh, no. I'm at the point where with a condom, I'm going to jump into the bed, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to leave because I don't pay for the room, so you can stay there, but I got to go. I'm sorry to say. It is what it is.
Now, any women that want to call in, and hey, any women that call in want to voice their opinion, they are more entitled to it, man. But hey, I think my fella just I really think he just summed it up.
They probably gonna call and stop motherfucking me in a minute. You know, it is what it is. I can deal with it. Won't be the first time, I can guarantee you. Won't be the first woman to motherfuck me. I can guarantee you that. Won't be the first.
Okay. Like I said, man, what we gonna do, man? We gonna play a little song. I'm gonna play this just for the, like, cause the ladies always say I never play nothing for the ladies. So I'm gonna play a song made by a lady. I kind of like the song, but so I'm gonna play it anyway. All right, we be back right after this song. We gonna kick it and see what it do. Hopefully we have some ladies call in and they want to voice their opinion. We can all get on that and we can, you know, do what we do.
That's right. They can do what they do, baby.
All right. That's all. I mean, we're going to do that, man. We're going to let these ladies get in. Like, Fantasia, y'all. Fantasia.
y'all. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Check it out. We got some new people on the line. Check this out. We got Butter. We got Big on the line. What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, Cat?
Okay. Now check this out, man. This is the question that we oppose. Now, we're saying that when you're in a relationship and you're doing something, you know, you got your significant other has a problem with what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a real problem with what you're doing, and they ask you, they telling you that they got this problem with what you're doing. I mean, do you be willing to change it? I mean, because you know, if you don't change it, inevitably, it's gonna ruin the relationship. Do you change it, or do you just keep going with it? I'm gonna start with you, Butter.
This your wife or your girlfriend?
Your significant other, I mean, your wife, your husband, whatever.
Well, if I want that relationship, if I'm serious about that relationship and I want that relationship to continue, then I'm going to consider my options, try to find some other way of doing whatever is needed to be done to make both situations work.
And so, in other words, are you going to change? Are you not going to change?
Yeah,
which
I'm
one
changed.
You going to do?
I'm going to change.
Okay. What about you, Big?
Well, it all depends on what we talking about. What you know, depending on what the problem is. Maybe it's something I can't change. You know?
I mean, okay, what if it's something that you know if you really wanted to change it, you could change it?
Well, I mean, if I care about the person, most likely, yeah, you know, I would try to change, you know, whatever the problem is, if I could do it. But if they've been with me all the time and I already had this problem, then ain't nothing I can do. I mean, you told me at first.
They have been telling you at first. That was the thing. They've been telling you they got a problem with what you're doing. They just been putting up with it, but now it's to the point where they can't put up with it no more.
Well, you know, the only thing I can do is show them the door. Because if you've been with me, and this is like 2 years later, and you told me my nose run all over the pillow and I can't stop it. I mean, ain't shit I can do about it. But tell you, shit, baby,
okay.
You better get your coat near.
Okay, no, man. Not big. We not saying nothing that you can't stop. We saying something that you know you actually could stop if you really wanted to stop it. I mean, just say, for instance, okay, let's use, for example, you coming in at 3 in the morning every night, and this person just finally gets fed up with it. Like, you know what? Now, I've been asking you not to come in at 3 in the morning. I've been asking you.
In that case, that's something that you can actually fix, you know. I mean, you can literally stop doing that. That was the question.
Are you willing to stop doing it?
Right, yeah, I mean, if I had somebody I care about that much, I would, you know, if that was a problem, I would stop doing it easily.
Ooh. Outstanding.
Who was that boy? Who was that, Jerry?
Probably Father Time.
Father Time, if I can't do it, yeah.
What?
Okay. Now, look, I'm asking I want the ladies' opinion on here because, I mean, the fellas, we you know, we all come to an agreement that if it's something that we can stop, we will stop it. Everybody except Jimmy. Jimmy feel like he going to be the asshole and he going to do whatever it is he going to do anyway.
Goddamn right.
Am I right, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
I ain't mad at the concept, brother. I ain't mad at the concept at all. I mean, okay. Now, I mean, before I get into anything else, I mean, I always leave the flow open. So, anybody got any topic they want to hit up on tonight? I mean, I'm any topic, Ms. Butter, anything in particular you want to hit on tonight?
Well, I mean, we're talking about relationships, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, the floor is yours.
Okay. I have a question about relationships. Okay. When a woman decides to be in a relationship with a man and this man might not be what was on her list from the beginning, but she decides to be with this man, does this cause
does this do you consider her being lowering her standards? Do you consider her having low self-esteem, or do you just think she took love and went with?
I mean, did she love the person?
She had. There was something about that person for her to decide to be with him if he wasn't what she wanted on her list, right?
Well, evidently it was something. Evidently, whatever it was, she should have marked that down on her list if she feeling that way about him. I gotta ask, what list are you talking about? I mean, women have a little list y'all write down or something.
A pink book.
Okay.
A little pink book.
All right, brother. You went through your little pink book and checked out all the things, and he just wasn't on there, huh?
I mean, like, basically, the guy that I'm with now or in my complicated situation with now, he is emotionally everything that I want. But mentally and educational-wise, I'm not sure.
Education-wise, I mean, what you want? I mean, do we have a high school diploma?
Yeah.
Okay, so what? How far? How far educationally do you want them?
I mean, I would have preferred for him to have, I mean, it's a difference between just getting a diploma and actually doing a good job in school, you know what I mean?
Okay, wait. I mean, what do you want? I mean,
I just want him to be smart. I want him to be able to spell. I want him to be able to hold me a conversation, and I'm not saying that the person I'm dating does not do all of these things. I'm just saying, like, there's a list that some people have. I have a list, and the guy
he meets none of these requirements. That's on your list.
He meets all of the emotional requirements.
And he can't read.
Yes, he can read. I'm just.
Oh.
he can do all of that. I'm just saying it's not
so,
comparing to
what part of the list is he lacking in on, that he's lacking?
He's in jail right now.
Oh,
shit.
Can I ask a question? When you met him, was he in jail when you met him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he just went to jail. This is the same cat that you've been talking about, weekend and scout, right?
Yes. And I really, it's like, I don't know, it's like I'm fighting it, and I don't know if I should be fighting it or not, because...
I mean, what, baby? I'm really not understanding. What part are you really confused at? Because it's like he's meeting your requirements, but then again, you saying he's not meeting your requirements. I mean, but you love him, right?
Yeah, man, the nigga in jail. He can't satisfy our needs. He's in jail. That's the problem.
You know what? Thank you, Jimmy. Because you really just so it's a sexual thing. That's your frustration.
I am frustrated because I can't. I feel like I'm being faithful to this man by not having sex with nobody else.
Listen.
Right. And he's screwing bubble.
I'm being faithful to this man. But when he gets out, because of our age difference, because of our level, the different levels of life that we, you know, he wasn't raised like I was, you know. So I'm scared that if I invest myself into this situation the way I, you know, have been, that I'm gonna end up hurt.
Okay, well, I'm gonna send that over to Timer. He's more on that loving field. So, what advice you got for him?
Well,
what advice you got for a timer?
Well, I think
timer, sweetheart.
If he meets your needs, if he meets your needs, you say he meet everything except the education and all that stuff. But relationships are about compromise.
Right.
You got to compromise. You're
right.
Either going to be with this dude and accept him for who he is and what he got, or you're not. You know, if you ain't willing to accept that he ain't got no college education, then you got to leave him. But if you're willing to overlook that, then you got to stay with him and help him get into college.
I mean, that's my whole thing. Like, I feel like what he doesn't have, I can help him get. But then a lot of people are saying that I'm controlling once I said that. Then I said, well, there's a lot of things that I don't like. You know, I don't like, I don't mind too much of the wardrobe, but sometimes it gets kind of outrageous to me. And, you know, if you're standing next to me dressed the way you do, sometimes people won't even assume that you're with me. So my thing is, I do have some problems, and then when people, I also have family, real close family that judges my decision. So it's hard.
Well, how old is he?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we answer that, we got somebody new to the line. Felicia, what's up, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
What
did you say, timer? What did you say?
We ain't talking to you.
I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to Miss Butter.
How you doing, Felicia?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you got a comment on what she's talking about.
Yeah, I do, because I've experienced it, and I know where she's coming from, so I can give her some advice. And I ain't going to say you should take it, but I'm going to tell you from my experience dealing with somebody that's doing that timer.
We were just waiting with bated breath. We was giving you the drum roll, so because we know this is going to be good. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, do your thing.
I'm just saying that. I've dealt with somebody that's been locked up and was faithful, and then he got out and he does this man have any kind of plans when he gets out?
I mean, he has a whole bunch of plans, but everybody's telling me, oh, that's just jail talk. Okay, well, he had plans before he went to jail, and he was doing everything he needed to do as far as, you know, being a father to his daughter. He was doing everything he was supposed to do, but I could tell he was also scared. So he was, you know, we were getting into it. He was eating up his family, and they were messing. And I knew that they were not happy with our relationship. So it was a lot of confusion. So now that he's in here, he feels like he has grown up. He understands that, you know, it's about him. When he dies and go to heaven or hell, he's going by himself. So when he gets out, he wants to make his life about us.
Okay.
So.
Well, what I'm going to suggest you do is let him get out and make him his life for himself. And if you see him doing the things that he's supposed to do on his own, then make a decision. But you being his crutch is not going to help.
Like I told him that in a conversation, that I think that he should, you know, just come out and take care of his daughter, and if it's meant for us to be, then it'll happen. But he's talking about he wants to marry me, and he don't want to be with nobody else, and blah blah blah. And
I got a question. Was he actually? It makes me feel happy,
but when he says things,
Bada. And I gotta say this, and I'm pretty sure all the men will agree with me. I mean, a lot of times that is jail talk.
Right.
A lot of times that's jail talk. That's when you sitting there and Bubba done chased your ass around that cell and you tired. You going, oh baby, I just want to come home. I want to be right. I mean, but then when you gotta understand, you gotta check his demeanor. I mean, what type of man was he before he went there? And furthermore, what did he do to get himself landed in there?
Yeah, that's the wrong place at the wrong time.
You say what?
Wrong place at the wrong time.
You're not covering that, are you?
Huh?
Now,
Are you covering for him?
No, seriously, honest guy. I mean, if I feel like, honestly, I feel like if it was a lifestyle, if he was doing something that was really stupid, then I wouldn't have continued to be with him. But this was being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know. And
okay, I can accept that. I've been down that road. Trust me,
yeah.
I know. I've been down that road.
I mean, and I am 10 years older than him. If maybe,
yeah.
Wow.
10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now. Okay. Go ahead. Who I was about to speak. Go ahead.
Okay. I guess my question is, was he sincere about marrying you before he went to prison or jail or wherever he is?
Yeah.
Was he sincere about marrying you before he went in? Because, like I said, a lot of times jail will definitely make you say, oh, my God, I want to marry this one woman because
honestly,
I can have this one man chasing me the rest of my life.
When he approached me, I told him, first of all, it wasn't going to happen because of our age difference. I mess around with no man younger than me. He continued to pursue me. He continued to do things for me that my man wasn't doing. He was, you know, worried about my health and all of that, and that made him a closer friend to me. And then he started talking, you know, about I was coming to my man about wanting to read the Bible with me, going to church with me and all of that. He didn't want to go. But, you know, he came to me and told me that he had been praying and asking God to bring him the woman he wanted to marry. And then, boom, he meets me. Now, like I told him, just because you prayed to God and you just so happened to see me standing outside don't mean that I was the one that you're supposed to have been with. But then we ended up getting together and having a baby. And
so, in other words,
the whole time,
there's a baby involved in this. See, that I didn't know. I didn't know there was a baby involved in this whole scenario.
Yes.
So, in other words, he became the cleanup man.
Yes. He's in the house.
Yeah.
Really? What? Huh?
The cleanup man. I mean, I don't know if you know what the cleanup man is.
I don't know. It don't sound like I do.
Just like the cleanup man.
The cleanup man. The cleanup man is the cleanup man is that guy who he tells you when you tell him about this, your problems and he's that understanding one. Now, not to say he's the right one for you, but he's the one, he's that understanding one. He's the one that's going to say, yeah, baby, I know how you feel. He's the one going to rub your back. He's the one going to say, okay, I can respect you. I can do this. I can do that. But now once he get them draws, cleanup man out the door. Cleanup man, now, you did say a baby got involved.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So Cass.
So he can't run. He went from the cleanup man to the shit.
I do have a child that his father has never been in his life, so he still could have ran.
You got a child that's by him.
He could have also paid for an abortion.
Okay, but now hold on about it. You gotta understand. You're coming, you're saying that you're not even sure that this relationship going to work. So, I mean, it's like on one hand, you're saying, okay, the relationship not going to work. And we're listening to what you're saying.
With all the conversations that I've had on here and the conversations that I'm having with other people, I don't know how to handle a relationship. So that's why I'm asking.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We got somebody new to the line. Sean, you here, baby?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Okay, what's going on? Can you give Brother a little help here? Have you been listening?
I just came in.
Oh, well, Brother's in a dilemma. Brother's kind of in a little dilemma right now. She's trying to figure, should she save herself for her guy who's incarcerated right now?
and or should she just feel like she should move on? Now, Butter has made these statements on the show before, so I'm not sure if you're familiar with Butter's situation.
Was he loyal to you when he was out?
I can't hear nothing she's saying.
So was he loyal to you when he was out? Was he good?
Like, he was, like, basically.
Like, was he helping you?
Yeah. We had a situation when we broke up. We did have a situation, we broke up, you know. But other than that, he was doing above and beyond.
And is he in and out of jail all the time, or is this just like...
No, this was just, you know, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, walked in a house, and it was actually being, somebody had already...
He walked into a raid?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, it wasn't even a raid. It wasn't even really a raid. He walked into a house that was being broken into.
Wait. Oh, everybody stop. Everybody stop. Stop. I already see what it's about to go. He walked into a house that was getting robbed.
Yes, to get some marijuana from a person that was in the house.
Okay, now, Butter, I'm gonna start down the line. Now, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to start down the line. I'm going to start with Jimmy first.
Yes,
I'm going to start with Jimmy first. Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now you hear the scenario.
Oh, I know. Yes.
You got anything to say for Buddy? I mean, you help Buddy out. Help Buddy out.
First step, I got to tell you, he did not walk into anything that he didn't know what was going on. I'm sorry. He can tell you he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. But there's no way you can walk into a raid, and I'm sorry, there's no way. That's not going to happen.
It wasn't a raid. It was a house getting broken into. But the dude that had the weed was kicking a chick's door down, and he didn't know that. He was just going to get the weed.
Okay. Now we're gonna go to Big, because we gonna make this quick, okay? Okay, Big, what do you got to say about that one?
Man, that's the most amazing story I ever heard, man. That sounds like it just don't even sound right.
Hold on. We got to go back to Jimmy, because I hear him chomping at the bit. Go ahead, Jimmy. I got to hear this one.
I'm sorry. That is just the wildest fucking story I ever heard in my life, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He could not walk into a he was getting some weed from somebody who was kicking down a door at somebody else's house. That's the wildest story. I'm sorry. He was involved in some bullshit. And I'm sorry that you got caught in the middle. I really do. I really feel bad for you. But he's fucking lying to you. And that's where this is all going to come down to. He's lying to you now. He will lie to you later. So I don't think you should wait for him. You should do whatever you got to do and move on with your life. Even though you have a child with this guy,
right?
He ain't about the right. He's not right. I'm sorry. He ain't
okay,
right.
Okay, time. I'm going to go pay some bills. So you holler at her for me real quick.
I got you. Okay, anybody else want to speak on that? Felicia?
I think she should leave him alone.
You think she should leave him alone because of the situation that the dude got into?
Yeah, and I think that's a lie. I mean, have you been saying any of his court dates?
Yeah.
Right. So how much time did they give you for being at the wrong place?
18 months.
Damn.
How long we got to go? How long
that's
you got to go?
60 days.
You got 2 months left on an 18-month sentence. What
yeah.
about you, Sean? You got something? You got something to add on?
Now at first, before I was gonna say, you know, he was loyal before, you know, be by his. That just fucked me up right there.
Okay.
That's like the whole 360.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. This whole story is fucked up. It's just all fucked up.
Right.
Honest.
It's not a story. This is my life.
I'm serious.
Okay, now, hold on, people. Hold on, people. We got somebody new on the line. We got Patty on the line. Patty, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm
listening to you, baby. Well, speak your mind.
Oh, I just had it. What's her name? Butter? Miss Butter or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I believe you sugarcoating how he got locked up. But I feel that whatever happened, you obviously been cool with it. So if you think that he's going to be a good man to you, then, hey, I'll go for it. Especially if he was cool from the beginning. But, you know, I think you just trying to sugarcoat the situation for everybody online. So, you know, that's your business. And I can understand if that's what you're doing.
No, I ain't doing it because, you know, if I wouldn't even put my business out there if I was going to sugarcoat it. I'm just telling it like it is, you know.
That story just sounds unbelievable because he was going to a house who wasn't the person who lived there. And they were kicking in the dude that
he hung with on a regular basis had just came to the house and told him he needed a cigar. He wanted to smoke. He told me he was going to go get the cigar and he was going to go get a sack and he was coming back. When he went, the little girl came knocking on my door saying that her mama was going to jail, her uncle was going to jail, and my baby's father, well, at the time, my baby's father was going to jail. And I'm like, why? And she said her uncle was kicking down a girl door, and my baby daddy was going to jail. Her mother.
I'm going to get some blood from somebody and I see them kicking at the door, I'll be damned if I go to the door to get anything.
You would think.
Unless you're the one that kicked the door down.
I mean, he is 10 years younger than me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's a fucked up story. There's nothing else I can say besides that's a fucked up story. I ain't no way here. No other way. That story is fucked up. That lie.
If that's the truth, he needs to be in jail because he did some dumbass shit. For real.
Okay. Now, people. Now check this out. We gonna cool it down for a second. We gonna go to a song. We gonna come back and we gonna analyze this a little bit more. All right, but people, y'all good with that?
Boy, if you ever let my cross fly, it'd be like taking the sun from the sky. I'd probably die without you in my life, 'cause I need you to shine. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the show, people. Welcome back to the show. Check this out. Okay, we had a wild topic earlier, but I just got a question. I want to move on real quick, Ms. Butt. I hope you got all. I hope you got a good, strong, positive information from what everybody said. But I just want to move on real quick. I mean, are you good with that, Butter?
Mm-hmm.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I had a question I've been wanting to ask. I mean, males and females. Now, I've been sitting around, man, and I've been, you know, we all do our thing. We all do our grown and sexy thing. But now I want to ask everybody, what is the ultimate aphrodisiac? The ultimate. What you feel like is the ultimate aphrodisiac? I mean, if you have this, the night is gonna take off.
Start down the line.
Okay, I'm gonna start with Sean. Sean, what do you think?
Hello.
Okay, we're gonna go past Sean then. Patty.
Yeah.
Patty, you here with me?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, what is the ultimate aphrodisiac?
Oh, wait. I don't even have an answer for that. Because I don't need anything.
Wow, okay. That's understandable. Felicia.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby. What for you, what is the ultimate aphrodisiac?
Oh, well, it used to be Hennessy.
Hen doggy dog.
Wow.
Get you loose.
Yeah, I guess it still is.
Butter, what's the ultimate aphrodisiac?
Used to be like oysters and chocolate.
Oysters and chocolate, okay.
Oysters and chocolate? Yeah.
That sounds like a bad time in the toilet, but hey, what gets you there, go get you there. Big man, what's the ultimate aphrodisiac?
Grey Goose and chicken wings. What's funny?
Hey, man, teach us all, brother. I'm not knocking you up. Jimmy, ultimate aphrodisiac.
Grey Goose, fruit, and whipped cream, baby.
Oh.
Grey Goose, fruit, and whipped cream. Hey, that sounds like a plan. Okay, we got somebody new on the line.
Oh, hold on. What's Tam's answer? Where's Father Tam at during this? What's Tam?
Tama, what's your ultimate aphrodisiac, dog?
Mine is peaches, man.
People?
Peaches.
Peaches. That's what you're trying to get to, ain't it? Okay, we got somebody new online. DD.com. DD.com. DD.com, you hear dog?
Yeah, DD.com, you hear, right? Yeah, I heard the girl telling you that's what's a DZAC. But I tell you what, DZAC, I drop a grape in my girl asshole and I go in there and get it.
What did you say?
Okay.
Anybody hear what he said?
What?
Okay.
What did he say?
DD.com. You're breaking up a little bit. Whoever can't hear him, just be quiet now. Repeat that one more time, man. What was that?
My DZAC is, they want to try to run your line up like that. Nigga, you got to be real, nigga. You know, you suck dicks and everything, and all that motherfucking man lick pussy and all that shit. I lick buttholes and everything. Fuck it. I drop a crate up in the ass and go get it out. Give me the cheese, Chris. She sounds like I'm short to Michael.
Okay, okay, now. Wait a minute. Y'all asked him to repeat it. Did you hear it this time?
Oh, I know we did.
Oh, yeah.
They said nothing. But check this out, man.
Y'all just say real though, nigga.
I'm not mad at you, DD.com. But hold on, check this out. Thama, it was something you was supposed to hit us off on?
For sure, man. All right, look at here. Check this out, people. We're going to get this game show going on. We're going to start it next Wednesday. So everybody need to go to SinCity69.ming.com, of course. And put it in either my inbox or Cass inbox that you're willing to play. You know what I'm saying? Actually, let me ask, you willing to play next week, man?
What we playing, man?
We getting our game show going on, man.
I'm with whatever y'all doing, man.
Okay. All right,
Black Net. You willing to
participate next week? Oh, there. Most definitely. I'm game for that one. You know what I mean?
All right. Check it out. All right, ladies. We got the first two guys. So you ladies need to go to SandCity69.com. Check your inbox. If you're down to play, fly back to us and let us know. All right? We're going to start that next win.
I guess I need to play since I need to leave my boyfriend.
What are we playing? I guess is a good question. What are we playing?
We don't bring back the dating game, man. We bring it back the dating game.
Oh, gosh forbid. Okay, fine. I shouldn't have said yeah, but fuck it. I didn't say yeah already, so fuck it. I got to say
yeah. Yeah, you already committed to it now. I know you got your word.
It is what it is, yes. All I got is my word, so yeah. I already say yeah, so here's what it is.
Okay,
so
that's
ladies,
cool, man. I love that in you.
Ladies, you got to check your inbox. We're gonna pick somebody in the next couple of days. Check your inbox Friday, Saturday night. See if you're the lucky one to be the first female from Sin City to play the Sin City dating game. The two gentlemen that's playing, they pictures and profiles up on SinCity69.ning.com. Y'all go there tonight, check them out, and if you're the lucky one, come up with some questions. Those brothers are going to answer those questions, and we're going to make a motherfucking love connection in Sin City. You heard me?
Oh, wow.
Ladies, update your pictures. And just for the record, y'all know that we at SinCity69.ning.com. Anything goes, so you can be as sexy as you want to be.
Make sure they get all their teeth and stuff.
Well, yeah, I ain't got to make sure they got nothing. I mean,
make sure you got your teeth. What the fuck is that all about?
Make sure y'all bring the bag of grapes. So,
No high school pictures.
Oh, nobody want to see class of 91.
Right.
Huh? Update your pictures, ladies. Y'all do
make
this
the pictures, make them sexy. My fellas in there, we all beat, so we that's what we're doing. But check this out.
Now, hold on, everybody, for a second. Everybody, hold on. Now, y'all know at the end of the show, if you got questions, chat room will be open. SinCity69.ning.com chat room is open at the end of the show. So, fellas, ladies, if you got questions, hit us up in the chat room after the show, of course. All right, go ahead.
First.
Okay. You know what? That brings me to a question. Now, since we trying to do this dating game thing, I'm gonna go down the road and I'm gonna start with the ladies. Patty.
Yeah.
You still here with me, Patty?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The sexiest part of your anatomy and why?
Say it again, the what?
The sexiest part of your anatomy and why?
Well, me myself will probably say my breasts, but I hear a lot my eyes, so.
Okay, so all of that will be focused on your page, right? The breasts and the eyes.
I guess so. I don't know. I guess so.
Okay, come on. I'm just saying. Sean, you here with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sexiest part of your anatomy and why?
I say my breast.
Breast?
And my ass.
Okay.
Let me write that down. Let me get a pen.
I'll say breast and ass. Okay, Felicia, you here with me, bud?
Yes, I am. I said legs. Flexible.
Hold on, man. Wait a minute. Hold on, Felicia. You talking too fast. You say that again?
I said legs, long, flexible, double jointed, all that.
Okay.
Wow. Now, y'all taking notes on that one, fellas. Legs, Felicia legs, double jointed. Okay. Yeah. Hold down yard. Butter.
Hmm.
Sexiest part of your anatomy and why?
A man in jail. She's lonely, baby. That's the sexiest part. Oh, man, in jail.
Hell.
Okay, sexiest part of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think you could put that on a page, but, hey, okay, that's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't feel like I need to ask fellas that. I don't need to ask y'all that, do I?
Yeah,
right.
You do.
Right. Okay, well I'll tell you what. I'm gonna let you have the flow right now. You got Father Time, you got Jimmy, and you got Big. You can ask them sexy part of their anatomy. Which one you want to start
part
with?
Your anatomy, Father Time.
I'm anti Felicia.
Okay, DD.com.
Okay, DD.com. Sexiest part of your anatomy and why?
I ain't got nothing to say, man. That's why I'm calling your radio station, man. Because I don't have anything to
ask you the same question. You know what? Okay. DD.com is gone now.
Okay, Big.
Okay, let me think. I can't come up with nothing clever right now. But
what is wrong with y'all?
Right.
I couldn't think right then, but I'm just going to say all of me.
Okay, Jimmy?
My eyes, because you can't see them. I always wear sunglasses. So I never just see my eyes.
Okay, and Cass?
Oh, baby, these lovely dimples I have. They're so beautiful.
Oh, my God. Felicia? Oh, my God.
Felicia, I'll answer your question, Felicia. Mine is my legs.
Oh, my God. Give them a rough answer, please.
Oh, rusty ass face.
Oh, rusty motherfucker. My jeans, goddamn.
Oh, ashy ass motherfucker. You got thirsty.
I get honked by my legs all the time, fellas.
We know.
You get honked.
I got one.
Bruno honked at you all the time.
Yeah, whatever, motherfucker. I got one for y'all. I need to know what everybody think about this.
Uh-oh.
Workplace romance, does it work?
No.
No.
Who's that? Okay, why doesn't it work?
I don't think it works. Me personally, I think, you know, jealousy. You may think something, you know. When you're around your mate at work, let's say you see her talking to a male coworker.
Doesn't have to be your mate. Doesn't have to be your mate.
Okay, well, somebody you fucking. Okay, it could be somebody you fucking. You know, yeah, ain't gotta be a mate. Somebody you sleep with, whatever. Somebody that you intimate with, period. You see them talking to somebody else, you're gonna be thinking, damn, I wonder if she fucking him too.
Right.
Like, damn, I wonder if he fucking her too.
Right.
So no, I don't think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now who is that humming?
Been there, done that.
Okay.
Now we gonna let DD.com answer this question.
Oh no.
DD.com, you cool?
I'm back online.
Yeah, you back online. Yeah, you back online, man.
All right, well, let's start taking on though. When you're in the bed, and then you in the bed, and you start hitting it real good, why they always tell you get up? You're hurting it.
What the fuck?
But they want it. But they want it. But when you finally spot, like me, well, I'm just talking about me. I don't know about the rest of the man's side of the world. I'm just talking about me. I show new hoes. They never know that they get
in. Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then when you
find
me, I'm gonna let one of the women answer your question. Felicia, answer the man's question.
I don't even know what the question was because he just threw me off.
What? Sorry, what I said.
What's your question?
Hey,
he's been drinking.
What I said.
That's real. Who's willing to answer DD.com's question?
What was the question?
Okay, repeat your question, .com. Repeat your question, man.
Like off
the clubs
or something.
We can't hear him.
Wait a minute. Hold on. .com. Listen to me. Listen to me, man. They didn't hear your question. Can you ask the question again? Can you ask the question one more time?
Good sir.
Can you ask the question? They didn't hear you. You was breaking up. Can you ask the question one more time, sir?
Who are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Hey, his question was, how come when the niggas find the right spot or the right hole on a female and it's getting good, they always come out, hold up, stop, wait a minute. It hurts.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, you know, you got the craziest. You got Howard Stern, man. I'm sorry, we got this TV, man.
Okay, man. Hold on. We're trying to let them answer your question. Let them answer your question, man. Felicia, you going to answer the man's question?
Now, I don't know who he been messing with. He been fooling with some amateurs because can't nobody hurt me.
Some
little
girl.
Hey, Felicia. Flexible that day, Patty. What about you, Patty?
I said he had to be messing with some little girls.
You said what, baby?
I said he had to be messing with little girls because it couldn't have been no real woman.
Yeah, Miss Butler, what about you?
Unless she's trying to tell you you hurting her because she really wants you to get up.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Sean, what about you? What's your answer to DD.com's question?
Hey, some holes hurt, for real. Shit. One in particular, I will say hurts, man. It's a good hurt, but it hurts.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, did you get your answers?
No, she didn't get my answers, because I mean, then she didn't get stuck right. No, she didn't get my answer. Shit, I told her, I know what she told me, I know her whole new answer. I won't even talk about what she just said. She heard what I said.
Okay.
She heard, that's why she laughed. She heard exactly what I said. I said,
you don't even know what you said.
I know what I said. I'm talking about the body.
You don't even.
Up in the lady bodies, I said, it's 10 spots you can hit. I guess she ain't hit the right type of man to hit all 10 spots. I'm looking for the 15 one now, tonight. So,
what?
Yeah, you ain't something yet. You still this little kid.
He sound like T-Pain.
All that wasn't hurt.
Hey, hold on. Moving on to the next topic. Oh, man.
Not good, man.
You say what?
I'm on the workplace topic. I'm still on the workplace.
Okay, well,
right.
Okay. Let's keep moving on that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, brother. I thought they answered your question.
One person, dog.
So, okay, who all feel the workplace is, okay, we're going to start with you, brother. What about relationship in the workplace, good or bad?
I believe it's not good because you can, one person is always going to catch some type of feeling, some kind of jealousy or insecurity, and then it's going to cause confusion.
Okay. Jimmy, what about you, man? Relationship in the workplace, what you think?
Gosh. I'm a whore, so it is what it is. If it falls in the place, if it don't, I ain't going to lie to you. It is what it is.
Hey, that's an honest answer there. I can't knock that. That's an honest answer.
It is what it is.
Okay, what about you, Felicia?
No, I don't think it's okay.
You know
why? Why not?
Why? Because, I mean, it could create all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that, Patty.
I can appreciate that.
Okay. Oh, I said no. I think you asked me first.
Okay. I thought I did, Sean.
No, not at all. I told y'all, been there, done it. Don't work.
Okay. All right, well, I got another question. And I mean,
what about
what about who?
Y'all stay out there.
Oh, well, Big had to step out for a minute. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask the ladies, and I'm going to let one of the ladies ask the Ben this question. Which one is better, the rough sex or the sensual sex? I'm going to start with Patty. Patty?
Huh? What'd you say? I didn't hear the question.
Rough sex or sensual sex? Which one do you prefer?
Oh, I like rough sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
My type of girl. Sean?
Yeah, I take the rough.
Like rough. Okay. Wait a minute, hold on. Felicia.
I'm so tired of you doing that.
Felicia.
It's 50-50. Start off sensual and end rough.
Okay. Okay, I can give you that one. I like that one too. Butter.
I like sensual.
You just like being in charge, and pump, stop.
I like sensual. Sensual can be very intense.
Okay, well, brother, I'm gonna let you ask the fellas. We're gonna start with who you want to start with. We got Diddy.com. We got Jimmy. We got myself. And we have Father Time. So you start with who you want to start with that question.
I
want
to start with Father Time. Your favorite?
My favorite is whatever the woman wants. That's my favorite. If you want it rough, I can adjust.
Soft ass, nigga.
You want it soft, I can adjust to that too. So it's up to her. You know, I'm one of them brothers that'll ask. I don't have no problem with asking.
All right. I like
but
that.
If you got to ask, you don't know what the fuck you doing, Negro.
That's
a beautiful thing. When a man can come and ask because you,
you can't go by that.
Think they right working their back and shit and ain't doing nothing. Ain't even hitting you just wasting your time.
Okay, brother, next person.
Don't hate, congratulate.
Jimmy.
Hey, you know what? The rougher and the wilder it is to me, I really enjoy it. I ain't gonna bullshit and lie to you. The rougher and the wilder it is, I can really get into that. I get into that. So fuck that. I don't want nothing boring. What's the point?
Okay.
I'm too old.
Okay, so I have another question for you there, Jimmy. Is sensual boring to you? Being sensual, is it boring?
Oh, no. But it all depends on how sensual it is. Now, I've done sensual way off the mark, probably a lot further off the mark than everybody on this fucking phone. So you can't question my sensual mark, but the wilder it is, the better. I guess that's the best way to say it. The wilder it is, the better. And wild can be sensual. That's the key. Wild can be sensual.
Well, that's true. Okay. What is her DJ.com or whatever his name is? What is
DJ.com?
Can I get the phone? I got one more question for you, man.
I mean, they asking you a question, brother.
I'm asking you a question, though, sweetheart. I'm asking you a
question.
They
asking you a question.
My question is, what do you like best, sensual sex or rough sex?
I want it all. I want the whole 12 yards, baby. I want the head. I want the ass. I want it all. Just like I'm going fishing on the river. I want everything. I'm bringing the whole meal in. Off the line, so you ain't got nothing to keep. But that's why I want to ask you. Now,
wait a minute, hold on. Hold on.
This is why I want to ask you. Wait a minute. I'm talking about now. Now I'm talking back to you, right? The lead on the line.
Okay.
You need
to why every time that a man be y'all been together so long and then he be on top of you on the front and then he whip your ass over like an alligator, y'all be like, oh no. Y'all should do that. Oh no. What's wrong with that?
Maybe it's the way that you approached her. Maybe you surprised her.
No. It ain't that. I said, you heard exactly what I said, little lady. I say, why every time y'all be getting y'all the thing going and banging and banging and banging, but then when the brother say, hey, whip it over so I can get mine. No. Why y'all do that shit? Yeah, I put shit by the line. No, that shit true. Shit. When a brother can't just, girl, we got to come out of this shit like alligators, man. Shit.
Go.
I don't want to flip over. Why y'all? I'm just saying, why y'all want like alligator flip over and take you in the water? Why y'all
Maybe you seem selfish. Maybe you seem selfish, and she just don't want to give it to you.
No, believe me, mine get her. She get 15 off around. It's like a whole like an annuity. I leave one in the chamber for in the morning. Believe me, she get all of it. You can't believe that.
Okay. Is there anybody else you want to? Hello? What the hell you mean any more men online? Wait a minute. I feel offended now.
No, I didn't. I'm saying any other men that I didn't ask. So you did ask me to ask the men, right?
What?
Yeah, you got all the men.
You didn't ask Cass. You didn't
I didn't ask him. I'm asking if there were any other men. I didn't ask him yet. I know his name. I'm asking if there's any other men.
He's the last one.
Okay, Cass, what is your desire?
You know his name.
He's mad. Oh, what do you have to ask him?
Y'all got to read my moniker. I'm a beast, so, hey. I'm like my boy Jimmy. I like the rough. I'm gonna get it to your heart. I'm gonna get it to your heart and hey, long and hard.
That's it. That's the best way.
Okay.
Long and hard.
All right.
I'm gonna tell you, put a water jug next to you because we finna go on a wild ride. We finna get loose. We finna work out. I'm gonna be your personal trainer.
All right.
That's on the train.
All right. She got to learn. She got to learn. She got to learn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, check this out. Now, y'all do know we can finish this conversation. You know, we wind it down to the last couple of minutes. We can finish this conversation on SinCity69.name.com. You know, I know Miss Butter, she huh? What was that?
I say in the chat room, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Right in the chat room.
He said he let my name come in his mouth. What was you about to say, Miss Butter, about what?
Oh, whoa, hold on, shorty.
Oh.
I was about to say you was one of the faithful that come to the chat room every night after the show.
Okay.
Now, just slow your roll, Peppy.
Okay. I was just waiting for you to say something smart.
And I see how all I see.
Don't forget about
this
weekend.
Right.
This weekend, man, we doing it big. We going there. Hey, we going to be in the G, me, Father Time. Hey, we going, matter of fact, hey, I'm hoping Jimmy's Bar and Grill be open. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. What's the new name of the location now, man?
The Roadhouse, Jimmy's Roadhouse.
Jimmy's Roadhouse. We stopping at Jimmy's Roadhouse. We going to Big's Boom. Huh?
Father Time will be in town?
What? Yeah, man, we hitting the G. We going to hit the G hard this weekend.
Oh, but most definitely, if Father Time will be in town, Jimmy's Roadhouse will be open for business. I can guarantee you.
I'm there, baby. I'm there.
That's right.
It will happen.
That's what I'm saying. Any other places y'all want us to come to, hit us off our inbox. Give me an address. Hey, me, Timer. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, we hitting big boom boom room. We doing it all.
We rolling.
We doing it all this weekend. We rolling this weekend.
We go anywhere.
Miss Buddy, you coming to town, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you go. You know, hey, hit us up. Hey, man, Sean, what you doing this weekend?
Whatever y'all doing.
Okay. See, it sounds like a big old party, Felicia. Hey, baby.
I'm too far away. But when I open my restaurant, y'all going to have to come visit me.
No, okay. Did you drop that address yet?
No, not yet. I got to go get a P.O. box.
Really? How are we supposed to know where it is then? If you want to tell us where it is.
I'll get it, but I mean, I was so busy today, I've been working.
No. All right. You can't get your gift unless you give us some numbers. Don't work.
Okay, Patty. Patty, what you got up for the weekend?
I guess nothing.
Patty, sound like the phone down there. Patty, what you doing with the phone, baby?
Hello, me? Mother?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, you, Patty. You okay?
What was the
question? Don't worry about it, Patty. Don't worry about it at all.
Ask the question. I'll tell y'all, everybody, this is when I'll be putting my kids to bed, so I'll be in and out. But what is the question now?
I just asked what was you doing for the weekend, baby. That's all.
Oh, no. I party last weekend. I'm home this weekend.
Oh. Okay, so check this out. Well, the way we're looking at it, me, Jimmy, Father Time, Butter, Sean, Big, We partying this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a certain club y'all gonna go to or anything?
Oh, baby, we hitting the G. We hitting it hard. We going everywhere. We going to, I told you, we going to Jimmy's Roll House. We going to Big Boom Boom Room. We hitting it out. Wherever you call and put it in your inbox, tell us to come, that's where we come.
Okay, the whole show.
No, I'm asking because I want to send some of my people there.
We go. We'll be whatever. Well, you know, I want to hit this spot on Broadway.
Okay. I'll tell you what. This is what we do. Well, this is what we're going to do for you, Felicia. Send us a number to you send us a number in the inbox. Once we make the whole day of it, what we're going to do, we're going to call and let you know. You tell your people, hit us up, be what we're going to be.
I will, because they be looking for somewhere to go.
That's cool. Sounds like a plan to me.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Hey. We're riding down to the last minutes of the show. Anybody got any last words? We're gonna start off with you, Jimmy. Any last words?
No, you know what? I enjoy the show. I think that we keep going here. We gotta keep it going. And
get the trash out of here.
Definitely get the trash out of here. But we gotta make sure that we check out Vinny and Dre's show tomorrow on Blog Talk tomorrow. So check out the Big and Dre show.
For sure. Butter, any last words, baby?
I'll see you on chat line in a minute.
Okay. I said I'm talking about on the chat. Felicia, what's up, baby? Any last words?
No, I'll be on the chat line tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll chat.
Addie.
Yeah. I don't have
any last words.
Had a good time.
All right. Okay. No, don't get on the chat line with us.
Black Power.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, I will.
Oh, okay. Shy, any last words?
Well, the show was good. Awesome as usual. And I see y'all on the chat line. And I see y'all this weekend.
Okay. Thomas, well, any last words, brother?
Yeah, man, I always got some last words, man. Good show, y'all. Y'all know we do this every Tuesday and Wednesday, 8:30. Kansas City, baby.
Right.
And Felicia.
All right. Well, now,
hold on. I got a question for Felicia. Felicia, you still on here?
Yes, I am.
Why you call me an asshole?
What'd you say?
Am I still an asshole?
You was good tonight.
Oh,
just keep
sure
behaving.
You are. Right.
Keep behaving and you won't be on that list.
All right.
Okay.
I'm trying to get off that asshole list.
Now check this out, man. Y'all clowned me yesterday. I played the old school song. Y'all clowned me yesterday. Everybody told me they didn't know what it was, all right? Y'all clowned me yesterday. Y'all made me feel bad. So I went in the archives. I got another old school song for us tonight. Now y'all ain't gonna tell me y'all don't remember this one. Now we gonna end the show out with that.
I'll be sure.
Oh, that's right. Who don't remember that? All right, y'all. Y'all have a beautiful night. See y'all in the chat room. God bless. Good night.
Excuse me. All right.